This is a car that was at least 25 years ago. So if you have a car that was made 25 years ago, like from 1999, it's a classic car. How do you feel now, huh? A little doubled over? Trouble getting up out of that chair, huh? Hey, Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society is coming up in just a moment here. It's 7 o'clock here at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Peter King. Jimmy Carter is being remembered for his dedication to peace and public service. America's longest living former president was 100 when he died yesterday in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. His lasting legacy includes brokering the Camp David Accords between Egypt and Israel in 1978.
Let history record that deep and ancient antagonism can be settled without bloodshed.
But the next year, more than 40 Americans were taken hostage in Iran, and that was part of his undoing. Retired CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
While many likely remember Jimmy Carter's presidency for the Iran hostage crisis, he had a very consequential White House tenure. He forged the Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement that still ensures at least a cold peace between those two adversaries. There were environmental advances during his term that saw the start of the Departments of Energy and Education, and for better or worse, government deregulation.
Many historians say Jimmy Carter is best remembered as a former president. Here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
Carter didn't slow down after leaving the White House. He built homes with Habitat for Humanity, wrote more than 20 books, and established a Center for Human Rights. In 2002, Carter was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in the Middle East and Third World nations.
There's a lot of exciting things to be done now in this wonderful phase of my life.
In 2019, Carter became the nation's longest living former president.
President Biden has declared January 9th the National Day of Mourning for Jimmy Carter. This is a day of cleanup through the Deep South after a weekend of tornadoes and at least two deaths. Erica Ackerman has lost her house in Alvin, Texas.
We hit through three hurricanes and then a tornado came and took everything. And I'm just really thankful.
Azerbaijan's general prosecutor says Russia has promised to identify and punish those responsible for the shootdown of an Azerbaijan Airlines jet that crashed in Kazakhstan last week, killing 38 people. Russia has not publicly said it was responsible. Actor Linda Lavin has died. Broadway fans knew her well before the rest of us discovered her on the 70s and 80s sitcom Alice. Lavin and Alice became role models for women's rights well before Me Too, albeit with a lighter touch.
How do I stop him from chasing me just for my body?
Let him catch you.
Lavin is also remembered for campaigning off the air for the Equal Rights Amendment. After Alice, she returned to Broadway and won a Tony Award. Linda Lavin was 87. S&P futures are down 13. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The links are about to be lost forever. Work is expected to start soon on the Racine County redevelopment of the South Hills Country Club site. The $440 million transformation is moving ahead with the purchase of the property by Ashley Capital. The national real estate firm plans to convert the 223-acre property into the South Hills Commerce Center. That'll feature 10 industrial buildings totaling almost 4 million square feet. The project is expected to boost property value there by $300 million and bring 2,000 full-time jobs. No injuries in a four-vehicle crash on I-94 last night. A couple of lanes in Racine County were shut down last night at around 9:30 when slick roads led to the impact. Health officials continue to talk about a case of bird flu identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. The area in question is near Twin Lakes. The detection has led to a response from state ag authorities. The outbreak means there's a containment zone which restricts poultry movement in the area. Health experts say while the risk to the public remains low, they're emphasizing the importance of proper handling and cooking of poultry products. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says, from Justin Jefferson to tight end TJ Hockenson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a glimpse or two of sunshine at times here through the day. Our high right around 44 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers after midnight, 32 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain, maybe even a little snow as temperatures drop in the afternoon. Our high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Thank you very, very much. Well, let's get the gray hair out of the way. Because if I don't, you won't listen to a word I say for an hour. You'll be out there, did you know anything about the gray hair? I'm just as befuddled as you. I don't know what happened either. COVID hit, I went into hibernation and came out a senior citizen. Just as well. I was never comfortable in the hair color aisle anyway. You always have to pretend like you're there for someone else, you know? Women, huh? I like the difference in hair color names between women and men. Women have hair color names like Ruby Fusion, Chocolate Cherry, Butterscotch. Men's hair color, brown, black, light brown, dark black. For men, that is the entire color spectrum.
Let's say good morning at 7:07 to Angela Speed. Angela is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the Wisconsin Humane Society. And good morning, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning and happy holidays.
Yes, same to you. You know what the best part about freezing cold weather is? When you pick up the poop in the backyard, it's frozen, very easy to pick up.
I agree wholeheartedly, having two dogs myself.
Yeah, it's just easy. It comes out, it's like little biscuits. You get to pick them right up. And let's talk about the cold weather first off, because like hot weather, I mean, the extremes for animals, they don't like them. Now, I mentioned before you got on the air all the pets. Obviously, goldfish you don't want outside in the freezing cold, because that won't end well for them. Now, dogs, they can take some of the cold, but I was telling you before we got on the air, when I used to walk my beagles, they used to lift their, when it was freezing cold out, like 10 degrees, not even below zero. I never walked them when it was extremely cold, but if it was like moderately, you know, they just want to get out. They used to start picking their paws up off the sidewalk one at a time, and I know, uh-oh, time to get out of here, because they don't like the cold on their paws when it's 10 degrees. And I guess all dogs are different. But everybody thinks because they have fur, they never get cold. But they get cold,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And those little paw pads are especially sensitive. When we do see dogs come in with frostbite, it's typically at the ears, the tip of the ears, the tail, or the paw pads, because those are some of the most sensitive parts of their body that get cold fastest. And, you know, if you have a working dog, like a Great Pyrenees, they might be more accustomed to the cold, but every dog is different. Even some of those, like, Arctic breeds, some of them actually don't like the cold. So you really have to just watch for those cues like your dog would give you that, hey, it's time to come inside. And looking at the forecast this week, the next few days seem pretty warm, and then we're in for a pretty significant cold snap. And when it's, you know, 10 degrees out or below, at the Humane Society, we just take dogs outside for a quick potty break and then back inside just to not risk frostbite or hypothermia. But definitely watch for your own dog's cues. Some of them can tolerate the cold. Some of them will not go outside.
You know, when I had a Pomeranian, she was a little tiny puffball. Whenever it snowed, she couldn't wait to get outside. She used to jump in and burrow through it. I mean, she used to go under the snow so you couldn't see her. Her head would pop up. Then she'd go back down again and burrow some more. But some dogs love the snow. So I like the cold. And my Pomeranian just loved the snow. She couldn't wait to get outside. She's burrowing through it, rolling in it. And sometimes you couldn't see her because she'd get under the snow, and then you call her name and her head would pop up somewhere. That's not to go back down again. Some dogs don't like it, though. I know it's hard to believe, but, you know.
Yeah. And the other thing to remember is you never leave your pet in the car when it's cold. They can quickly become like a refrigerator, and cats should always be inside. And watch for signs of frostbite, and typically that'll be pale or gray skin, pain or swelling. If you suspect frostbite, make sure to get your animal slowly warmed up and then call your vet right away. And also antifreeze this time of year. It's really sweet and actually attracts animals, and it's highly lethal if it's ingested. So make sure you clean up any spills immediately, or if you see a pool of antifreeze, keep your animals far, far away.
Now, cats. I had a cat years ago, but we never let the cat out of the house. The cat was a house cat, and that was it, because I didn't want to take any chances of her getting in trouble or getting hit by a car. So she just stayed in the house. She never went outside, and that was just the way we did it. We didn't have a fenced-in yard where she can run around. Even when you have a fenced-in yard, they can climb. So my cat was pretty safe, but a lot of people just open the door and let their cats out. How safe is that? I mean, it just sounds dangerous.
There are a lot of risks to a house cat being let outside, and from vehicle accidents, getting lost, weather conditions, owls, you know, but large predator birds. There's a lot of dangers out there, so we do recommend that you always keep your cat inside. And certainly there are some cats who are working cats, like working at barns or stables, and those are hardy cats, but they always have, you know, food, water, and shelter. So if you have an indoor house cat, the safest place for them is always inside.
You know, talking about working dogs, I watch all these cop shows on TV, these live police shows, and that when they bring a canine out to sniff for drugs or guns, how do they know that? They had I think it was Dateline the other day I was watching, and they arrested a guy, and he said, "I don't have any guns." And they searched his car. They couldn't find any guns in the car. And it just happened that there was a canine handler giving a demonstration not far away. And they said, "Can you come over here? I want your dog to just check out this car." The dog went in the car, sniffed the console, and sat down. They took apart the console, and there was the gun.
Wow.
That dog found the gun where six cops couldn't find it. The dog found it right away. Isn't that something?
It really is. Dogs are impressive, and I feel like we're still learning how amazing of creatures they are. They're so smart.
And people say, "Well, you know, you're making them work. They like doing it. That's what they train for. They have a good time." Or even when they use them for tracking a bad person, they love it. When they finally find the bad person, they're happy. They're dancing around because they did it. I love that. Okay. Let's talk about matching donations. The Wisconsin Humane Society, I always give money every 6 months to a whole bunch of charities, mostly animal charities. I also give to disabled vets in Boys Town in Nebraska. But my number one thing is Alley Cats they have. I have Best Friends, the Guiding Eyes charity. I always try to give, and of course, Wisconsin Humane Society is on there as well. So we just put cash in an envelope every 6 months to all these charities. Actually, it's every 4 months. To all these charities, and mostly animal ones, because they put those pictures on the cover of the envelopes. And I said, all right. But I always check them out on Charity Navigator to make sure they're on the level. And I've never run to a charity that wasn't. They give them ratings, you know, how many stars and where the money goes. So far, so good. And also the equine people for horses, I give to them, too, for some reason. But, yeah, give, you know, it goes to such a good cause. You know, there's so many good charities out there. At least make an animal charity one of yours, and the Wisconsin Humane Society right here at home. And you have branches. How many branches around the state?
We have 6 shelters, Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Green Bay, and Door County.
I watch these videos on Facebook, and one of my favorites is they hold up a little tiny sign that says, you've been adopted, and they're walking down the shelter, and they come to the kennel, and they lean over to the dog, and they put the sign up, you've been adopted, and the dog can't understand them, but starts going crazy, because now they've been adopted for a new forever home. But what makes me sad is they have to walk past all the other dogs to get to the one they adopted. And they're all looking. They all have their faces against the cages, hoping it's them. I wish I could take them all home. I wish I could. If I could, if I had $1 billion, I'd buy a giant farm, fence it in. You can run all day as much as you want. I would do that. Because I love animals. All right, coming up in just a moment here, I'm going to tell you about my newest granddaughter. My wife and I are trying to figure out our relationship with this dog. We'll talk about that. Plus, we want to talk about fostering animals. That would be tough for me because when you foster an animal, you got to give them up. And I wouldn't give them up. I'd keep them. I mean, once you look into their eyes and they like you, because all dogs, eventually they'll warm up to you. These videos where they find dogs along the roadside that are like all emaciated, they bring them home. And over a course of a few weeks, that dog's running around the yard, sitting on the new owner's lap. You know, so
it's magical moments, that human animal bond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll talk about fostering and also your food bank and the vaccination clinic, all that stuff coming up with Angela Speed, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the Wisconsin Humane Society. But before that,
on your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Batman fans eagerly awaiting the second installment of the new franchise will have to tap the brakes. Variety reports that the Matt Reeves-directed Batman 2 has been delayed a year and will now hit theaters in 2027. The film was originally slated for an IMAX release that would hit theaters October 2nd of 2026. Warner Brothers has announced that taking those screens will be a new Tom Cruise film that they are hoping to get on the big screen to qualify for the 2026 Oscar season. Here's one of Pete's picks. The Order, starring Jude Law as an FBI agent tracking a white supremacist group, is a really solid watch. Based on a true story from the 1980s, Law tracks the gang as they rob banks and set bombs off, terrorizing the Pacific Northwest. The film has good action and is a great detective story. The Order also stars Nicholas Hoult as the leader of the criminal group, Ty Sheridan as a local sheriff's deputy, and Journey Smollett as an FBI agent. The film has been a hit with critics and audiences alike. Strongly recommend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Rude.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend.
WRJN. Talking to Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. Let's talk about fostering animals. And that's different than owning the animals. It's kind of a temporary thing. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah. So at the Wisconsin Humane Society, about, I would say, like 60 to 70% of the animals actually come to us with some sort of medical or behavior condition where they're not ready for adoption yet. And we know that animals heal faster and do better in a home. And so we have these incredible foster parents who will take them into their homes. Sometimes it's just a couple days, other times it's literally months to foster those animals. We had over 6,000 animals go to foster last year where they grew up. Sometimes they're neonatal kittens. And then as soon as they're ready for adoption, the foster parents can either adopt them out themselves or they can return to the shelter. And it absolutely is huge to expand our life-saving care for animals. And we are always looking for new foster parents. I've done it. It's a ton of fun. Sometimes you get a puppy fix for a couple of weeks and then you can return them for adoption. And it's really easy to sign up and get started. Once you're signed up, you get to see like the whole list of all the animals looking for foster, and you can kind of pick and choose. And if you're on the fence about adopting, it's a really great way to see how another animal will do in your home and interact with your other animals. Foster parents can, they really range from single people, whole families. Just about anybody can foster an animal, and you don't need much space.
Do you find many of the times that the people fostering the animal at the end don't want to give it up?
Absolutely. Yeah. We welcome foster fails who decide that, they just can't return the animal. They've just fallen in love and it's a great fit and they adopt. And foster parents do get first dibs on adopting if that happens. And we welcome that. That's a great placement.
Back in the about 1968, I won a dog on the radio, a little puppy on the radio. They said it was a Cocker Spaniel, but it was this dog never even saw a Cocker Spaniel. Anyway, it was a puppy we got. Now, we already had a dog at the time. My mother said, we're not going to have two dogs, so we're going to give this one up. So we had the dog, and our neighbors across the street had a couple of friends over that wanted to see the dog, and they fell in love with it. They said, we'll take the dog. So when they were done with their visit, they came over to get the dog. My mother said, we changed our mind. And we had that puppy for 14 years. My mother fell in love with it over the next 2 days. And I'm not giving this dog up. So we had Peanut. This dog wasn't a Cocker Spaniel. I don't know what they were talking about. I think they, radios lie about prizes all the time. You know how that works. Okay, let's talk about the food bank, the vaccine clinic, and other community services you guys offer.
Yeah, so I wanted to make sure to mention our low-cost vaccine clinics. We know that vet care can be unattainable or unaffordable, and a great New Year's resolution is to get your cat or dog vaccinated if they've fallen behind, and it's only $16 for a core vaccine. That's rabies or your DHPP for dogs, and then your feline distemper for cats. And we offer those. The next one in Racine is coming up on Thursday, January 16th. You can go to our website, make an appointment. It's really fast and easy and very affordable. We also offer microchipping for $25 at those vaccine clinics. And then another service I wanted to mention is we have a pet food pantry that is open to anyone who's struggling to afford food or supplies for their animals. And that pet food pantry is at all of our locations. We typically have some dog food, and cat litter, but we also depend on donations to stock those shelves. And those shelves are running pretty bare right now. And so if you are in a position where you can donate a bag of food or cat litter, that would be incredibly welcome this time of year.
Well, the Rosens are going to be donating some food. Now, the question is, what do you like, dry, are they wet canned food? What's the best to get?
I would say dry dog kibble and canned cat food are the two most in need items, and then cat litter.
Yeah, and we get we have the brand they make here. I forget the brand of it already. They make it here in Wisconsin. Trying to remember the brand of it.
Froms,
right. Froms, yeah, we get Froms, and we like that. So we'll get a couple of bags. Smaller bags or the big giant ones? You like smaller ones?
Whatever you can lift.
Okay.
Carry. We will take any food.
Okay,
pets.
So the Rosens will be dropping some off in the next week or so here. We're going to hand it over to the pet store, get my coupons, and use them all up. They'll say, oh, gee, I didn't know you got another dog. Just mind your business, and here's my money for the dog. Now, I was telling you, we are now grandparents, or aunt and uncle, I don't know how the family tree works, to a neighbor's dog. He brings it over every week. It's a pit bull. She is one of the most sweetest animals I've ever was with. Even all my own dogs were just never this sweet. It's just a wonderful animal. The problem is she's very powerful. So when she comes to the yard, she tries to jump on me, and she'll knock me over because pit bulls are really powerful. But she's just a sweetheart, and I love that dog. So I think my wife and I are grandparents. Grandma and grandpa.
Sounds good. You get to spoil the dog and have fun with the dog. That's wonderful. How old is Juniper?
Juniper's 4, we think. It's a rescue dog. And so she's about 4 years old. Now, here's the thing. We brought up our old doggy beds. We got them washed, all cleaned. And we went out to the store and bought very durable toys because we had a toy that all our beagles used to play with. This dog tore it apart in just a few seconds because she's powerful. So we got this really good toy that she can tear apart. So, and one other thing about toys, I got to tell you, I watched this video on YouTube. And at Christmas time, they had a lineup of about 100 toys. And at the shelter, each dog is allowed to go through and pick out a toy. And it's amazing. They go look and look. They pick one out and they run back. They pick one out, they run back. I mean, it's really, the dogs walk down the line examining all the toys. Then they pick one out and they run back into their kennel because they don't want anybody else to get the toy. All right, so let's do a quick review here. Cold weather safety. And what's the temperature we're looking at? Are all dogs and cats different?
It's definitely different for your golden retriever versus your chihuahua. Rule of thumb, just keep a close eye on them. And when it gets bitter cold, you really just want to take your dogs out for short potty breaks and right back inside.
Okay. Let's talk about, and goldfish don't go out in the cold because...
Never take your goldfish outside.
No, the water won't do well. End of year, the giving, they have a matching thing going on, right?
We do until midnight tomorrow. Every donation is being matched up to $50,000.
Whoa!
I know, it's next 48 hours only, though. So if you're in a position to make a monetary donation, that donation will be doubled right now.
Okay, if you want to foster an animal, you go down to your local Wisconsin Humane Society. We have one. There's one in Racine, I know. I know where it is. Yep. I don't know the street address, but I can find it.
Yeah, we're in 16th Street in Mount Pleasant, and it's our newest facility.
Oh, it's new, yeah.
This location. And then also we're in Kenosha on 60th Avenue, too.
Yeah, I know. There was a different one. Okay, so that's new. Okay, good. And... the food bank, you can drop off food anytime. Animals, you want cat food, you want cat litter, you want dog food, canned for cat, and dry dog food, kibble for dogs, which is probably the best deal. And how about toys? You want toys too?
Oh, always. Especially those durable toys like your friend Juniper likes. We've got a lot of heavy chewers, and it keeps them kind of happy and healthy when they're awaiting new homes. Kongs are great. Any sort of cat toys, not catnip, though. And the shelter animals absolutely live for their toys.
Okay. I want you to call me anytime you've got a program or a need for something. You call me first, Angela. We'll make sure we get it on the radio, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Don.
Oh, we'd love having you here. Angela Speed, she is the Vice President of the Marketing and Communications for the Wisconsin Humane Society. Right on 16th Street, they have a brand new facility here in Racine. And in Kenosha, they've got one, so you could drop off food, donations, whatever you want, and they'll be glad to take it because the residents there can't wait. They just want those toys, and they want that food. And you have a good, happy new year, Angela. Thank you very much for coming in.
You as well. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. All right. It's 7:29, a little late there, but let's get to Paul Arby and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Cornelius Vanderbilt, born not 20 years after the Declaration of Independence, was a stubborn child. He refused to attend school past the age of 11. At 16, he had purchased a small sailboat with money borrowed from his parents, but the vessel was not for pleasure, not entirely. Young Neil used it to carry passengers between Staten Island and New York City. A lifetime of enterprise was beginning. During the War of 1812, Neil had a small fleet engaged in river and coastal trade. By 1829, Vanderbilt had formed his own steamboat company. And in a short while, his lines extended to Boston and to Providence. By 1846, Commodore Cornelius Vanderbilt was a millionaire. During the 1850s, he frequented a little place in Saratoga Springs, New York, called Moon Lake Lodge. Saratoga Springs was a resort town catering to the pre-Kitty Hawk jet set, you might say, and Moon Lake Lodge was their smartest restaurant. It was the talk of the town. Now, you'd expect the chef at Moon Lake to have been imported from Paris, but George Crumb was instead a full-fledged, honest-to-goodness Indian chief. And though Chief Chef Crumb was schooled in international cuisine, new recipes are always being created, and probably that's how the latest culinary rage from France escaped him. This delicacy, a favorite of the elite, was called French fries. French fried potatoes. In those days, they were very, very French, relatively new, exotic, exclusive. And this is where Moon Lake's most distinguished customer comes in. Transportation tycoon Cornelius Vanderbilt. He, too, was quite familiar with international cuisine. He decided one evening to order a plate of French fries. But when they were brought in, Cornelius complained that French fried potatoes were sliced much thinner in Paris. He had just returned from Paris, and he knew these, he told the waiter, were much too thick. Dutifully, the waiter returned the potatoes to the kitchen. Busy chef George Crumb thought little of it. Working at Moon Lake Lodge, he was not unaccustomed to the sometimes petulance of the well-to-do. George proceeded to slice and prepare another batch of French fries, thinner this time. But shortly after the plate left the kitchen, it was back again. They're still too thick, the waiter told the chef. Well, now that did it. This was 1853, and a couple of subordinates were attempting to wrest control of the company from Vanderbilt, so it had not been an easy year, or maybe there was just some other irritation that evening, but whatever the case, Chef George Crumb had had enough. With an "I'll fix him" look in his eye, George sharpened his knife to a razor edge, seized a potato, and began slicing it paper thin. He then dipped the slices into boiling fat, and he salted them to excess, and he personally bolted through the kitchen door with a plate of brown bristle shavings. The waiters tried to stop him, but it was too late. George had made it to the Vanderbilt table with what appeared a most overdone, oversalted, unpalatable offering. But Neil liked it. He liked it. At least he said so. Maybe he just felt guilty about having complained so vigorously, but Commodore Vanderbilt said he liked it, and that was enough endorsement to win for this dish a permanent place on the prestigious menu of the Saratoga Inn, the American variation of what the French called fries. By 1887, the recipe was in the White House cookbook. After potato peeling and slicing was automated in 1925, Chef Crumb's innovation was available and wanted worldwide. Cornelius Vanderbilt's railroad empire served him well, but the tasty legacy he left us, the byproduct of his moment of petulance in 1853, the overcooked revenge of an overwrought chef, was the potato chip. And now you know the rest of the story.
Now I'm hungry for them. If you want to know the rest of the story with Paul Harvey, Dan Marcus has one this afternoon, 12:05, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's 7:34, running a little late. Here's news with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The links are about to be lost forever. Work is expected to start soon on the Racine County redevelopment of the South Hills Country Club site. The $440 million transformation is moving ahead with the purchase of the property by Ashley Capital. The national real estate firm plans to convert the 223-acre property into the South Hills Commerce Center. That'll feature 10 industrial buildings totaling almost 4 million square feet. The project is expected to boost property value there by $300 million and bring 2,000 full-time jobs. No injuries in a four-vehicle crash on I-94 last night. A couple of lanes in Racine County were shut down last night at around 9:30 when slick roads led to the impact. Health officials continue to talk about a case of bird flu identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. The area in question is near Twin Lakes. The detection has led to a response from state ag authorities. The outbreak means there's a containment zone which restricts poultry movement in the area. Health experts say while the risk to the public remains low, they're emphasizing the importance of proper handling and cooking of poultry products. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday morning. The holiday stretch can be incredibly slow in the spot market, but what could turn that around? We'll talk with EverEgg next.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BIOVET1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Colin Artema joins us. He's a dairy market advisor and licensed agent with EverEgg. He's based out of Chicago. He says, yes, the holidays can be slow when it comes to trade. A lot of people are off for the holidays and spending time with family. What traders are talking about is the recent milk production report, which is bullish due to the highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak in California cows. But when California recovers, the story could flip. Colin explains.
I think in the foreseeable future, it could be a little bearish. So starting off with California, their numbers came in at negative 9.2% compared to 2023. This could be an argument that, yes, we will stay relatively higher heading into Q1. But what's interesting, if you factor out California, we would be at plus 0.7 nationally year over year. So once California recovers, and it seems like they will start to, it seems like this was the worst month for their bird flu, but the class 3 market could potentially fall.
And we'll take a look at class 3 milk prices in just a moment. Colin Artema along with us from EverEgg.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Monday morning from Chicago, up and downs in the market are in the single digits. 2025 new crop corn is up a penny and a quarter at $4.42 a bushel. 2025 new crop soybeans are up a nickel at $10.09 and a half. And July new crop wheat is up 2.25 cents at $5.66 a bushel. The Class 3 January milk contract is down a nickel at $20.07 a hundredweight. And the February Class 3 milk contract is also down a nickel at $20.44 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
WRJN.
mostly cloudy today, although we will see a glimpse or two of sunshine at times here through the day. Our high right around 44 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers after midnight, 32 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain, maybe even a little snow as temperatures drop in the afternoon. Our high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
My mom's been leaving me longer and longer messages. I don't know what it is about the mom message. A lot of detail. The mom message. She's like, hi, it's your mother. It's 7:34 on Tuesday. Oops, 7:35. The clock just turned 7:35. Must have been at the end of the four when I said 7:34, because now it says 7:30. I just sit with my finger on the erase button, but you can't hit it in case the end of the message is like, I'm being attacked. So you have to sit like, oh my God, hurry up. I can feel myself getting older. That's about it. I get back at her, though. I treat her like she's senile in public. That makes her crazy. I go, don't put that in your mouth. That doesn't belong in your mouth, mother, right? She's like, stop it, Kyle. My name's not Kyle, it's Peter. I'm your son, Peter, remember?
Get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Around 7:42, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, apparently crooks still do this kind of thing. Burglars tunneled into an Apple store in a Seattle suburb and made off with $500,000 worth of merchandise, including 436 iPhones in under 15 minutes. For now, the culprits are still on the loose. I didn't know they still tunneled into places. I've seen that in the movies, in old movies, but I guess they apparently still do it. Speaking about $500,000, how about that billion-dollar Mega Millions? I have my ticket in my pocket. I didn't check it yet. So if I check it and I won the $1 billion, well, you may not hear me after this song. If you hear me, you know I didn't win. Billy J. Kramer of the Dakotas, Little Children, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
And if you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter if you're quiet like you ought to be.
children. Now why ain't you playing outside? I'm asking you, you can't fool me, 'cause I'm gonna know if you hide. And try to peep, I'm gonna treat you to a movie. Stop your giggling, children, do be nice. Like little sugars and spice. You saw me kissing your sister. You saw me holding her.
It's WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today. Highs near 42. I love it. Cloudy, chance of rain tonight. Lows 33. Cloudy, slight chance of rain and snow tomorrow. Highs near 40. So if we get snow, you know it's not going to hang around very long, right? For New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 30. Now, New Year's Day, you know what happens at 12 noon. People take a dunk. The polar bears take a dunk into Lake Michigan. Partly sunny, highs 30. Not too bad. My wife used to do that when it was colder out. We put an end to that. but if you love doing that kind of thing, nice weather on New Year's Day. Right now, partly sunny, 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. Oh, yeah. Make it with you. David Gates and Bread. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, but every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. For
Anthony Gates and Brad Megan with you. It's 7:49, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. This is what I've been waiting for, and it's finally here. A poll found 55% of Americans think eating can be a form of therapy. 3 out of 5 people say it's often the best part of the day. Here's the good part. The top foods we look forward to eating for our therapy: pizza, burgers, pasta, barbecue, and Asian food. Doesn't that give you faith in the human race? After that, I love it. And 7:49 at WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN.
Let's party again!
I'm gonna get on my pony and ride.
Ride,
ride, ride. I'm gonna get on my pony and ride. Play it by my side. Now you can shake, shout, pop and slide. Now you can run, ride, ride, ride.
Ride.
Play it by my side.
Mini Sheriff Ride. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 7:54 right now. Think back to when you went to school. Did you have one favorite teacher who really, really made an impression upon you? Well, this guy in Missouri sent his former home economics teacher a letter thanking her for being such a great teacher. Now, it was 37 years since he graduated. And by the way, in that letter, he included a check for $10,000. That teacher must have really made an impression. Home ec, yeah. All right, here's Del Shannon.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young.
Runaway. 7:57, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with 142. Maybe some rain tonight. Slight chance, lows 33. Cloudy with a chance of rain and snow tomorrow, but a high near 40. And New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 30. It's partly sunny, 33 degrees right now at Radio Park. This should scare the pants off you. Researchers at MIT have invented a device that has the ability to read your thoughts and send them to a computer. Right now, the device is just a prototype. No word on if it could take the technology mainstream or not. Let's hope not. Could you imagine sitting in your boss's office, and he's got this thing, and he's looking at his computer? So Don thinks I'm a jerk, huh? It could be dangerous. It's 7:58 here at WRJN now. The DC-5. Catch us if you can.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry. Again, catch us if you can. Time to
to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Clark 5, catch us if you can, 759 WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and how about this, looking to lie on your resume, are you, when you apply for a job in 2025? There are four ways people get caught lying on their resume. They claim they have a skill, but then they can't pass the skills test. Their employment dates don't add up. They're, by the way, if you say you were employed for the last 30 years and you're only like, you know, 29 years old, it's going to show up. Their job title is just too good to be true, or they lie about something can easily be Googled. You know, I had one of these stories on once before, and the guy lied where he used to work. What he didn't know was the person he was applying to used to work at that company and never heard of him. So you got to be careful when you lie. It's don't lie at all, and then, you know, you won't have a problem. 8 o'clock on the noggin right now. 8 o'clock.
Local news and time.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Peter King.